I am sitting here with Kerry Johnson from the Search Clinic, and we're going to talk about something related to health, I think, aren't we?
We are, good. Yes.
Nice to have you here.
Nice to see you again, Brawl. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But yes, I work for Search in the Community Wellness Department, mm-hmm. and some of our things that we do within that program or within that department is a lot of programs. And so we've just launched our Heart Matters campaign, which February is Heart Health Month. And we started that on the 1st, so we're just getting into it. So you can still join for sure, but I'm just going to provide you guys with some information on Heart Matters.
Okay.
So the Heart Matters program started on the 1st, and really the purpose of this program is to motivate and encourage people to create their certain goals that they want to. And this doesn't have to be physical fitness. It's not focused necessarily on that. Mm-hmm. It can be anything really related to a healthy heart. And that could be from physical activity to nutrition to mm-hmm. management of stress to getting enough sleep to having social interactions. You know, all those types of things can help improve your heart, drinking enough water, making sure you see your doctor and get your checkups, mm-hmm. all those things. So we have this Heart Matters program that people can sign up online, and we send out kind of motivating emails each week, but then we also have what we call our Lunch and Learns, mm-hmm. and we had one last week. And our Lunch and Learn last week was really focused on goal setting and habit formation and the program itself. But
that's every
Thursday for the month of February.
But that goal setting is sort of a recurring.
It is a
part of the yes. Lunch and Learn. Okay.
Yes.
Say that Thursday.
Thursdays at 12:15.
Okay. Lovely.
For the whole month of February, we are going to be doing these different Lunch and Learns. So, like I said, last week we did goal setting. On how to create your goals. And then we'll continually check in with you on your goals and that type of thing. And then this week we have one of our dietitians is going to come on and talk about nutrition and what great foods that help your heart. And then the following Thursday, we will have one of our clinicians from behavioral health come on and talk about stress management.
Uh-huh.
And our... the following one will be about diabetes from one of our, again, dietitians and managers. And then our last one is from our own Haynes, Dr. McMahon. We'll be talking about the physician side of things and what you need to make sure you maintain a healthy heart. And that will be, I believe that's February 29th. I think that's the last day of the month.
That sounds great,
yes.
Kerry. All of this sounds real good that people can... take a minute and kind of tune into this. Will these be Zoomed at all, or will
they all
be in person?
They're all Zoom. They okay. all are all Zoom. And you can go to search.org, and search is S-E-A-R-C-H.
H-C.
I knew I was going to do it wrong. H-C. Okay. I was even thinking about it. Okay. search.org/heartmatters.
/heartmatters.
Heart Matters. Okay. And that webpage will show you how to sign up. You can register. Mm-hmm. You can download a tracker to help you track your own goals. And then you can watch the previous Lunch and Learns or the current, the ones coming up. The link is on there. So anyone can watch. It's free. And you can do
Excellent.
It anytime you want.
You know, I just noticed here, are we on the... I guess we better get a PSA up here.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get a PSA up here, so that'll be a recurring thing
yeah.
that we hear. And anytime there's a live DJ, they'll be able to read that. Good.
Yeah, and I think it's just great. I mean, our goal is, and this is for all Southeast Alaska. This is not just Haynes. So uh-huh. we're doing it in all the communities and reaching out to all uh-huh. the communities and just trying to... be that motivation and be that support for mm-hmm. people when they're trying to reach their goals. And it's just a great
Well,
program.
That's a really important subject. Mm-hmm. We have a crisis in our nation that relates to, call it metabolic disease, I think,
yes.
is a rational and an appropriate way to describe it. And sometimes people don't completely understand what that means, I think. They kind of get the heart disease thing, but they I think it's fairly new that we're realizing that the medical profession has realized that there's something deeper.
Yeah, and that, you know, heart disease is the leading cause of death.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that can contribute to heart disease. Obviously, you know, your genetics is one, and family history, but it also includes your lifestyle. And that's what we really want to focus on in community wellness, is getting and educating people on what a healthy lifestyle is, you know, from just, you know, maintaining your diet and exercise. We see people blood sugar levels drop in a month of exercise, you know.
There's this,
and diet obviously is important, but and the other one thing is quitting smoking, you know. Tobacco use is a huge contributor to heart disease and diabetes, which diabetes is another really big concern in Southeast Alaska in general, just because of our lack of fruits and vegetables in some of our communities.
Isn't that so? You know, we don't, we think of ourselves as being pretty rich in some areas of our food access, but it can be pretty difficult in rural communities, particularly having just come from one of our rural communities here for a few months. The fruits and vegetable thing is pretty rough.
It is.
And fiber is an important part of the human diet.
Yes, 100%. So that is our goal, again, just to educate and hopefully provide great information and be there for people.
You know, it's interesting, the chronic stress piece, you know, it's not really strictly speaking, it's not nutritional. Mm-mm. And it's not even in the sense like burning calories as you would in an exercise regime. But chronic stress does something internal that's pretty profound in how it changes the body.
And it can affect people's nutrition because, you know, everyone manages stress a different way sometimes.
You mean that U-turn into the deli parking lot?
Right, exactly. You know, what do you do when you're stressed? Do you eat chocolate? Do you munch on those chips? Do you have a glass of wine? You know, all those things are kind of important. You don't realize that the compounding stress really does affect your lifestyle, even though you don't think it does. You're like, well, I exercise, I do this, I do that. Well, you know, that constant, again, internally too, it adds to that. It can add to blood pressure changes and, you know, diet changes and just your overall lifestyle.
Good stuff. We're talking here with Carrie Johnson with the Search Wellness Program, and February is Heart Health Month. And she was just pitching for the Heart Matters program, and that will be, and it provides an opportunity to look at the holistic view of the body and what we're doing and ways to improve our heart health, which also, of course, improves all kinds of other things. It improves our kidney health, improves our liver health, all kinds of ways to look at that. But there's a weekly lunch and learn that is scheduled for Thursday at 12:15. This week we'll deal with some goal setting. Is that right?
Last week we dealt with goal setting. This year we'll do nutrition.
Nutrition. So there'll be a registered dietitian who will be on the horn. And this is a program that can be accessed weekly at 12:15 on Thursday through search.org/heartmatters. And so there'll be a recorded program and a Zoom opportunity that people can tune into.
Yes, and if you are a social media person, it is all over Facebook too. So you can go to the Search Facebook and Instagram, and they have the links and the events on there too.
Excellent.
If that works for you.
Excellent. Well, anything else going on? Or is that's kind of it?
Oh, I have lots of stuff going on. I could talk to you for hours.
Please, go right ahead.
One big thing that another program that I'm doing right now, and I brought my flyer here for you guys, is our community wellness department is also doing a community assessment, health assessment. And this is a little different than what you would think of an overall health assessment. This is focused on specifically health and what community wellness at Search can do. So we talk about our different programs that we offer, like WIC and Wise Women are all under community wellness. We ask about alcohol use, tobacco use. We ask about food, food is a big one.
So this is a questionnaire.
So this is a questionnaire, and you can also you can always contact me if you have any questions about it. But there, it is on the Search Facebook. You can go on there and hit the link. It's all online, and you can also go to again search.org/survey.
/survey.
Okay. Yes. But this is an opportunity. We're running this assessment through the end of March. And we are basically, the goal is to find out what our communities need in Southeast Alaska. You know, every community is different. And we just want to make sure that we are tailoring our actions and plans to fit what the community needs to be healthier. And so that's kind of our goal there. We do have an incentive, and that is we are drawing names each month for a chance to win 20,000 Alaska Airlines miles. So we have three more chances to win. So
better take the survey.
Yes, it is a long survey. It probably will take you about 10-15 minutes, but it's all multiple choice, and hopefully it's simple for you to do.
You know, I kind of see people and I question sometimes what people are putting in their grocery cart, and seems kind of, it's kind of concerning sometimes, disconcerting rather. How do you do that? What do you say to somebody, or how do you approach that issue as a wellness advocate to help somebody reevaluate or evaluate what they're putting in the grocery cart and what they might be feeding to their family. And this relates to heart health. It relates to metabolic wellness, et cetera.
Yeah. You know, it's tough, because I will say, you know, unless people want to change and want to get better, you know, or want to do something better for their family or health-wise, it's going to be up to them. I mean, there's only so much that an educator or anyone can say. True. It's really comes down to that person's individual decision. But once they are ready to make that choice and make that decision, it can be, I wouldn't say easy, but it can be easy. I think it's just about educating as much as possible, getting the word out there, and making things easier for people to make those healthier choices. And that's the other thing, you know, providing them with the good choices, you know, and making sure that it's not completely out of, you know, because a lot of it is affordability. A lot of it is easy. And it doesn't mean they don't want to eat healthy. It's just that kind of, you know, feeling of, oh, I need to do something quick, or quick and easy and not unexpensive. So, you know, that's a worldwide question.
Quick, easy, and unexpensive.
Yeah. And that's one thing that I think, you know, trying to address in our communities. You know, gardens is a big thing, and getting people interested and knowledgeable about what they can use in their gardens, and what they can buy at the farmer's market, and you know, teaching that. I think it's education and just awareness, and then they'll make the decision when they're ready.
Good. I'm speaking with Carrie Johnson with the Search Wellness Program, and we had two topics today. We just bounced through the other program, which is actually a pretty important one. And there's a questionnaire, a survey. You can find it at search.org/survey, and it's a health assessment. It takes about 10 minutes to complete, and we'll also put you in line for a drawing for three opportunities to win 20,000 Alaska Airlines miles. I like that. And I'm going to do the survey. And then we also have the Heart Matters program, which is a weekly program, deals with topics such as physical activity, stress, sleep, nutrition. And there's a lunch and learn that's going to be every Thursday at 12:15. And this coming week, this coming Thursday, on the 7th, will be a dietitian. We'll be there in the room. These programs will also cover stress management, diabetes, and down the road, I see Dr. Adam McMahon will be on the schedule. The Zoom calls are recorded. And so I assume that if you go to search.org, there'll be a queue that says links, and you'll be able to find it. You'll be able to navigate from there.
Yes. Yeah. You can probably just type in Heart Matters on that search.
Heart Matters. There you go. That was the key. Okay. Nice talking with you.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right, Carrie. Carrie Johnson with the Search Wellness Program. You're listening to KHNS Haynes, Skagway, and Klukwan.